107 WIRX. Well, hi.
How you doing?
736. It's Brock. It's Hunter. Intern Tony. Good morning, gentlemen. So I've been trying to, move on to a happier direction. But with you guys here now, I still think it warrants a discussion because more shocking news yesterday. I couldn't believe it when I heard it. I don't think anybody
I really didn't believe it.
Yeah.
I thought you guys were messing with me for a little bit.
So Chester Bennington, if you did not hear, and we've talked about this morning, Chester Bennington of Linkin Park, STP, so many other projects, was found dead in his home. He committed suicide. He hung himself. And it was on Chris Cornell's birthday, what would have been Chris Cornell's 53rd birthday. And I think right now, I mean, we're still kind of licking the wounds from when Chris took his own life.
Seriously, though, man.
Because that was in May.
Yeah.
And now we're dealing with this. And not making light of any other musician who has gone too soon. But, yeah. I mean, this is two huge heavy hitters in the music world. He was 41 years old.
I don't get it, man.
I don't either. And again, we had Anna in from My Journey, and that podcast is going to be up shortly. And we've talked about this. You know, suicide is never the right answer. I know it's easy for me to say. I've never had any problems like that. I've never had.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to put yourself in that situation.
If
you've never been in that situation.
But what we want to tell people is that there are people to talk to. There is options. There is hope. That's the big thing, is that I know it seems like that's the only way out. You're dealing with pain. You're dealing with heavy stuff in life, stuff that, you know, most people probably can't even wrap their mind around. But taking your own life is not the solution.
Yeah, like you said, just talk to somebody. And like I said, I've never been in that situation, so I don't know if it's hard to talk to somebody.
I'm sure it is. I mean, you're putting yourself in a vulnerable situation. I bet you maybe you feel even worse because you're thinking about taking your own life.
I mean, you got to think about talking to somebody, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're in that point.
Yep.
When you're going to do it, like, you got it at least, like, think about, like, oh man, maybe I should just go talk to somebody and just do it.
And do it. And that's what Anna and I mentioned this morning is she's like, just say it. Just say you think you're feeling like killing yourself. Don't sugarcoat this. All right. If you're having problems, if you need someone to talk to, or if you know someone that's going through someone, talk to them. If you're seeing the signs, which we'll have all that. Anna went into length about the different signs you can look for and everything like that. But the big thing in dealing with this is because we play these artists every single day. And it's a constant reminder of people taken way too soon. And it's heartbreaking. He left behind 6 kids.
Right. Well, first off, if you're in that situation, know that you're not alone.
Yep.
I mean, it's blatantly obvious that even rock stars.
Yep.
You know, you think they have this glamorous, you know, fabulous life.
Yep.
They
got it all.
Right.
They got it all.
But they're just they're human.
Yeah, just like you. And they deal with issues. And so you're not. It's not bigger than you. I guess that's what it is.
Right.
It's something that everyone, big or small, famous or not famous, deals with, and there are outlets. I mentioned this earlier, too, is call us. Give us a call. I mean, we will just talk to someone, please. I always say this, it is a permanent fix to a temporary problem.
Right.
And again, I'm not making light of what anyone is going through. I know you're probably going through a lot or you know someone going through a lot, but that is not the answer. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, and just having Chester being 41 years old. 41. It hurts. So anyone listening out there, you can check out our podcast. So Anna, we talked to earlier from My Journey. There are plenty of outlets, suicide hotlines, prevention hotlines. So give them a call, please do. And let's hopefully find an outlet for you.
Definitely.
So there you go.
Yep.
All right. Let's put this to bed for today. Because I want it to be Friday. I want it to be happy. I just wanted to get that out there. So when we come back, more fart jokes, I'm sure. So let's do that. All right, guys. Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. 7:59. Brock Hunter, intern Tony.
Good morning. Ooh. Say something funny. Come on.
Two muffins are sitting up.
Oh, no, not that joke.
You knew I was going to do it.
Not that joke.
We're plugging right along, man. Forecast for today. We got some sun. We got some clouds. Hot. Yeah. Gonna be hot.
Another hot day.
Humid. We got rain, thunderstorms later on this evening. High of 88. Tonight, more rain, storms possible.
Yesterday was pretty hot.
It was, so but hot, I tell you what, the water was perfect.
Fantastic.
You wouldn't know because you pushed out and didn't get in the boat.
No, no. You know what? Don't even go there.
I'm gonna go there.
Don't even
know
go
what?
There.
I built this boat for us.
Yeah.
And didn't even get in it.
Well, Benny got in it.
He did.
Plus, I got some really kick-ass footage, so you're going to appreciate me not getting in that terrible boat.
I'm never going to appreciate. Look at me. Never going to appreciate it.
I know you won't.
No, we had the you turd. We had the United Way Whirlpool cardboard boat race yesterday. Yeah. The SS Good Enough, which by the way, that's the only thing that survived on the boat, which is crazy that that popped off like it did like that.
Right though,
this is silly. Seriously. Didn't rush shape, man.
Yeah. So
that float up on shore after you sunk it.
It did. All right. So Benny and I went out, and I tell you what, the boat did better than I thought. Yeah. Here's the problem, though. We were racing against Cub Scouts.
Oh, come on.
Oh.
I mean,
they probably had been building their boat for
two of
months.
Them. And two of them that raced, they were children. They probably weighed 80 pounds combined. They had an unfair advantage from the start. I say collusion. I say it was rigged. No, it was a great cause. There was a ton of people there.
Yeah, sweet, man.
And we had a lot of fun, and it was an honor to be a part of it. So thank you, Whirlpool. Thank you, United Way, everyone that was involved. Hopefully we get to do it next year, and we'll probably put it off building the boat again. It'll be maybe 2 days before this time.
Why did we get staked on so much yesterday?
You know why?
Like, ladies, we didn't even know. They're like, you're going to lose.
You guys suck. What the hell?
God, lady.
I think you know why? They were scared.
They were scared.
They saw the boat. They're like, damn, that's a good boat.
Really?
It's a good boat.
Two good-looking guys, cardboard boat.
That's what dreams are made of.
Rock 107 double.